braking well. Chocolate Bomb in a red cap is out wider, and Marston Toto also very speedy, and that goes off to lead with 800 to go. Marston Toto down the side of the track is a three parts of a length lead over in second. Chocolate Bomb, Rhythm is just taking up for a stride and fighting with the rider on the inside. Warrior of Royalty is coming out wider, and in between them Slash and Burn as they head down for home with just over 400 meters left to go. And Master Mtoto is the leader, leads it by three and is very quick out in front. Is still three lengths clear of Chocolate Bomb. Slash and Burn on the outside is moving in very strongly. Slash and Burn has taken over the advantage over Master Mtoto on the inside. Then came Chocolate Bomb further back. Slash and Burn, Master Mtoto is fighting back on the inside. Slash and Burn got there from Master Mtoto. Chocolate Bomb third, fourth placing will go to Rhythm, and Warrior of Royalty was further back. Number five, Slash and Burn, comes through on the outside to pick up the lead from Master Mtoto, who tried to fight back. And number five, Slash and Burn, and Andrew Fortune. And I've got to give credit where it's due. That's a very good ride. The foil son of Mechmas out of a High Chaparral Mare Chevauche. Second to number one, Master Mtoto. They were two lengths clear of two Chocolate Bomb, then four Rhythm. And further back in the field was number three, Warrior of Royalty. Slash and Burn for the Alan Krebs stable, Andrew Fortune. That's two wins for them today. This horse has now secured its second victory from 10 outings in its career. Bred by Ridgemont Stud and owned by Hollywood Racing nominee Mr. Anthony Delpech. The numbers are 5, 1, 2 and 4 in the yellow colours on the outside. Slash and Burn in those Hollywood colours. Master Mtoto just drifts off a true line, comes to the middle and now hangs again towards the inside, trying to fight back to Slash and Burn, but Slash and Burn gets the better of it in the closing stages. 5, 1, 2, 4, the provisional result. Now the TCO2 for the fourth race is clear.